Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Karen Thomas. She is the Director of Community Relations here on the University of Florida campus, and she is instrumental in the UF Campaign for Charities. It's an annual charity campaign featuring various entities in not just Gainesville, but throughout North Central Florida that actually need help, real help from listeners like you to help serve their mission and to help serve people in this community. So Karen, thank you for coming. You are officially the Director of Community Relations. You just started a few years ago, is that correct?
I did. Thanks for having me, Sue. I have always appreciated your support of the Campaign for Charities, especially the College of Journalism and Communications. We have a very generous campus that participates every year in this campaign to support, like you said, local and regional charitable organizations that meet many missions that support our friends and family in this region. So we are very proud of the campaign, that it touches every part of this campus, from who participates to who leads it. So we are very proud of the reach of the campaign, not only in the community, but across the campus as well.
And each year there's a different selection of nonprofit organizations that have qualified based on the documentation they sent in to be in the campaign. And how many are there this year?
Absolutely. 100 organizations are participating this year. And you bring up such a great point that all agencies apply every year. They are strictly vetted to be able to enter the campaign, be admitted to participate in every campaign. We do that same process for all agencies. So once you're in, you still must apply every year to participate. And that helps our donors know that all of the agencies that are participating are properly vetted. They are registered with the state, that they are 501c3s, that their money is being used for their missions. So it's a really great way for our donors to feel safe that their donations are going to the missions of the organizations it supports.
And when you say the money is safe, that often refers to overhead in terms of making sure more money goes to the charity than it does to those making the decisions.
Correct. We want to make sure that the funds that this campaign supports goes directly to the mission of the organization. And one of the statistics we use to judge agencies is their overhead ratio. We want to make sure that that is less than 25%. So we want to make sure that these organizations have 75% of all of their revenue going towards their programs and missions, rather than things like fundraising or administration. And so that ensures that the funds are really getting out into the community and supporting these organizations and what they do.
And what kinds of charities are featured in the campaign? I know it changes each year, but you kind of have some categories in particular.
We do. What I like to say is there is a mission for every passion. So everyone really could
Very
go.
Good, Karen.
Thanks. So everyone really can go and find some mission that meets their passion. So if it's animals, if it's feeding the hungry, if it's housing the homeless, if it's supporting medical research, or some of these other organizations support our youth, there is something for everyone, and they are all widely varied in their missions. So even within those categories, some of them provide vet care in the animal, but some are providing homes and adoption services as well. So even within the categories, there is still a wide variety of missions featured.
And when you say vet care, sometimes that refers to veterans as well.
Correct. Absolutely. Great call. Yes, we do have some veterans organizations who provide supportive services to those in our community.
Including service dogs. There was a kickoff event yesterday at the University of Florida Rights Union Grand Ballroom, and there were agencies present to allow anybody on campus to come over and find out more. And there was one service dog there.
Absolutely, with the organization that provides service dogs to our veterans in the community. And what a powerful and compelling story to be able to see someone who has benefited from this organization there with their service dog. It really is a powerful and impactful visual display of the way the organization supports those it serves.
But there's also children's organizations as well, and then you have food banks. That just the variety is endless.
Absolutely. The variety is endless. There is something for everyone's passion, and that is something that we're very proud of. We do attract a lot of agencies who have interest in participating in the campaign, and they all work together to make this community a better place to live, work, and play.
And many are local, or most of them are local, but some are national in origin as well, correct?
Yes, we do have some national organizations represented, but one of the things about our campaign is we do want to make sure that the funds raised stay local. And so even these national organizations must have some sort of substantial impact on this community. And we vet that by asking them to show us how they impact this community in numbers. So we want to see how many people they're serving that live in, you know, the Alachua County region, so the 9 counties surrounding Alachua. But also we want them to tell us, what does it cost them to run those programs? So we do want to make sure that they have a substantial program that benefits our community.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, all the different agencies that do apply and what they have to offer. And many of them also invest in research as well. I know that's one of the criteria that's reviewed.
Absolutely. We do have some that provide funds to support research for medical conditions. And they don't have to necessarily serve people, but provide those research funds. And so we do have some of those organizations for cancer and Parkinson's and others.
And this campaign, the goal is ultimately $1 million, which makes the UF campaign one of the best in the country, or at least in the Southeastern Conference. Is that correct?
Yes. We like to compare ourselves, obviously, to others in the SCC, not just in sports, but also in charitable giving. And we are proud to say that year over year, the University of Florida is very, very ahead of the pack in terms of how we are able to support our community. We look at those numbers, we watch how the other universities perform, and one of the neat things is we're able to connect with those campaigns to see what are they doing, how are they running their campaigns, so we can, you know, kind of look at what they're doing and see if there are ideas that we can incorporate into our campaign to make it better too.
You know, it's a friendly competition, but actually it's not. The whole goal is to raise money for these valuable charities. And whatever they are doing might be working a little bit better, and they don't mind sharing, which I think is great, because ultimately it's to do good for the community.
Absolutely.
So this campaign is currently in the leadership campaign phase. And what is that?
Yes, the leadership campaign phase is kind of what we call the quieter part of the campaign. It's when we honor the people who have been in leadership donor categories in prior years. And so these are people who have donated to the campaign at a level of $500 or more. And we send them out a brochure that kind of thanks them for their participation, offers them information about the agencies, and encourages them to continue donating, continue participating at that leadership level.
That's great. And what is the time frame for the leadership campaign?
Sure. The leadership campaign runs through, we start the Tuesday after Labor Day, which was September 2nd, and we run through September 17th. The rest of the campaign kind of continues until Giving Tuesday, which this year is in early December. The Giving Tuesday is a national movement that started on social media to support charitable giving, and it happens the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And so that's the last push we make for donations to this campaign as well.
Well, that's great. We're going to talk a little bit more about the different charities, things that have been done in the past, because many entities on campus do some fun fundraising events, which have brought in some good money, all, of course, for a good cause. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Karen Thomas. She is the Director of Community Relations for the University of Florida. And one of the main tasks in her job, or one of the many tasks is probably the best way to put it, is the University of Florida Campaign for Charities, which is held every fall. Charities are vetted based on various criteria, and then they qualify to receive funds from, I guess you would say, staff and faculty and retirees at the University of Florida, UF Health, and the University Athletic Association. So there's a friendly competition among universities in the South, and UF seems to shine each time. and make an incredible goal. And this year, I believe the goal is 1 million again. Is that correct, Karen?
Yes, absolutely. We are so excited to meet that goal. We were just shy last year, but we believe with all of the engagement we've seen across campus at this early in the campaign, that $1 million goal is not out of reach. So we're very excited and hope to report back on that in January.
Well, I think people are happy and they want to see a more positive turn, and giving to these charities kind of gives them that good feeling.
Yes, absolutely. The agencies here are ones that you see every day out there supporting folks in our community. And so when it's something you can see visually, that you know that your funds have gone to impact, it means that much more.
And WUFT is actually a public service as well. And if you've been listening to the news, you know that funds from the state and from the federal government have been rescinded. And so to provide services, the campaign graciously allowed us to join. So WUFT will be one of the charities that people can select to provide funding to. So we appreciate that inclusion. It's a one-time thing, and it's really great that people on the university campus, all the different entities, want to support the public stations that are part of the University of Florida.
Yes, and I think so many on this campus benefit from all of the services that WUFT provides. And I think this is a great way for our faculty, staff, and others to be able to give back and support the organization. So we are glad to have you all part of it.
It's kind of a rah-rah thing, so that's good. But
yes.
We also, the campaign also works with the United Way, and they're kind of like the one that facilitates the payments and takes in the money. Is that correct?
Yes. The United Way serves as a great partner as our fiscal agent. So they're the ones that help us ensure that all of the funds are you know, kind of distributed to the agencies on a quarterly basis. We do the payroll deduction here on this side, but they're the ones that receives the funds and then ensures that they're paid out.
And when actually do the agencies start receiving the money from the campaign? I know it goes through this year, I believe December 3rd is Giving Tuesday.
Yes, so when we close the campaign, the donations actually begin for payroll deduction on the first January payroll. So for payroll deduction, it's an easy way for folks to participate. They can choose an amount, they can set it, and they don't have to think about it again. That money will automatically be withdrawn from their paycheck and then distributed to the agencies via the United Way. And so folks who give in that way, their funds will be distributed quarterly to the agencies. The folks who give in other ways, cash, check, credit card, and others, those funds are distributed at the first payout, which happens early in 2026. So the agencies will start receiving this benefit pretty quickly, and I know that it means so much to the organizations who are participating.
I know sometimes people give a donation and they don't specify what charity it's going to go to. What happens with those funds?
Yes, one of the great things about this campaign is you can choose as many charities as you would like to divvy up your donation to. The other great thing about the campaign is you can choose not to designate it to any organizations, which then is pooled with all of the other funds that are what we consider undesignated. And then it's created like a match pool. So organizations that have been given or donated to via these designated dollars receive a proportional share of that undesignated pool, which increases someone's donation. So $100 becomes 23% more than that, which was our average last year. So $100 becomes, you know, $123. And that means not only something for those agencies, but also for the donors who are participating. You know that when you are participating in this campaign, your donation is leveraged by those undesignated dollars. So you give a little bit more without even really it affecting your paycheck.
That's great. And I know that there is the campaign that people donate to, but colleges plan special events. I know our college, the University of Florida College of Journalism Communications, has a friendly competition with the College of Health and Human Performance. It's a paper airplane contest. and people compete for the farthest flyer and the most creative. And once again, we have Coach Steve Spurrier as one of the judges, as well as James Bates, former Gator football player. James is the CJC grad, and Spurrier is the HHP grad. So it's always fun, and all the money, of course, goes to charity. But that's only one of many events on campus. There's some pretty cool ones out there.
There are some great events happening all over campus during this time of year that support the UF Campaign for Charities, not only in raising money to the campaign, but also raising awareness so that folks kind of wander through these special events and kind of think, what is this about? And they're introduced to the Campaign for Charities that way. And so it's a great way for people to be able to participate in a fun way through an event. It also builds team spirit and camaraderie among teams. I love to come to the airplane challenge because it is such a great time. People get so excited to fly the airplanes that they have made themselves to see how fast and far they can go. And it is a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, but a lot of money is also raised through these special events. And like you said, there are some other great ones across campus. One of the ones that is one of the larger events is run by Planning, Design, and Construction, and it's a cornhole tournament. And these guys get out there and really have a great time. They take over the band practice field. It's gotten so big. And last year, they raised over $30,000 for the campaign through this one special event.
But based on who they are, of course, they have contacts with developers and contractors and construction companies who are also equally competitive.
Very competitive, and they really enjoy this contest. So it's a great day. It's a lot of fun. And we look forward to hosting it again this year.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a long time, and it makes it really, really fun.
Yes.
So if people want to find out more information in general about the Campaign for Charities, would you accept donations from the community if they wanted to give, or is this just strictly faculty and staff?
Yes, we do advertise this heavily to our faculty and staff, but anyone can participate. One of the great things that we were able to work out is that you don't need a UF ID to participate in this campaign. Anyone can. To go to our website, ufcc.ufl.edu, and click Other Donors at the bottom. That'll take you to a page where you can designate to the different agencies. You can choose how you'd like to fund it, whether it's cash, check, or credit card. The only thing that's not available to someone outside of the university is payroll deduction. But they still have options like BillMe, which bills your credit card every other month or every month, however you determine. So it's a great way to get the community involved as well.
Well, it's great to donate through this particular campaign, especially for the charities, because they would get a certain amount, but this with the undesignated funds, they get an additional amount. So it's actually almost a better way to donate to charity.
Absolutely. I think it's more efficient, right? You get more bang for your buck, and
that's
so does the agency.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
Yes,
it's true. So the campaign has begun, and it's running through December 3rd, which is Giving Tuesday. And that address again for more information?
www.ufcc.ufl.edu.
That's right. And so check out more information. And Karen, thank you for being here today. And we'll give you updates on everything that happens after the campaign is finished. So thanks again for taking time to come here.
Thanks for featuring us. We really appreciate it.
That was Karen Thomas from the 2025 UF Campaign for Charities on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.